This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation. She visited the Sintumule Kutama Water Project in Makado yesterday, and there she was able to inspect the project's progress and address challenges which caused delays to the completion of the project. That is Deputy Minister Dikile Dimagatse. Deputy Minister, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and good evening to Capricorn FM listeners.
Good evening indeed. Talk to us about your visit at the Sintumule Kutama Water Project, Deputy Minister. What did you find?
I visited yesterday the Sintumule Kutama Water Project with the view of checking progress to date, because I'm sure all of us are aware that this project has been there for the past 7 years and there's no drop of water coming out of the work that has been done. And in my examination of the project to check progress to date, there's several things that I discovered. One of the things that is a problem is the delay with respect to the procurement processes which are taking place. And out of that, together with the executive mayor of Vembe District, we were able to unlock the blockages which were there, and believing that what is supposed to be bought for the finalization of putting the pipes towards the Trichardt town, the process is now in the finalization stage, such that by the second week of October, the bid will be finalized and the contractor will be on site by the second week of October. The other issue, which actually we agreed together with the manager of Limpopo Province Department of Water Affairs, is the fact that the Nandoni water treatment plant cannot be able to produce sufficient water to can be able to cover the 39 villages in Makado town, Makado local municipality. And we have since agreed that whilst they will be putting the pipe, there will be augmentation of the Nandoni 60 megaliter per day treatment plant with another 20 megaliter per day, so that there can be sufficient water that will be pushed towards Lutrichardt town. And these are the things which actually has been holding the project backwards. Yeah. We are happy because the reservoir that is there between Lutrichardt and Livubu is completed, and the treatment works plant is also completed. What is left are the two issues that I'm talking to, putting in the pipes that can be able to go to Lutrichardt. The procurement of the contractor has been finalized, believing that in the second week of October, the contractor will be on site. And also, the procurement of and construction of the 20 megaliter, which will augment the water towards Lutrichardt, has also been finalized. But let me indicate that these are some of the things that Minister Mchunu has indicated, that we cannot go to a province and go and check the, what exactly are the issues and don't come up with solutions to the problems that are there.
Okay.
Myself, but together with...
Because I hear you talking about the fact that the contractor will be there by the first week of October. Is that a solution that was found during this visit, or is that a process that has been going on for a while?
The process was delayed, and we had to deal with the situation together with the member, the executive mayor of Bembe, such that we agreed that the contractor, remember that there will be bid advertisement, bid adjudication until they reach a situation where the contractor will be on site. And that we had to insist that the processing of the adjudication should be fast-tracked, such that it cannot be, because what we were told when we arrived there was that the project will only be functional by March 2022. And we wanted to be functional by December this year. And that is why we're saying we had to push processes in such a way that the second week of October, the contractor will be on site. And then,
Deputy Minister, just for clarity here, has the contractor already been appointed? Or are you saying we're going to fast track the processes? Our expectation is by the first week of October, they would be finalized. We would know by then who it is.
Let me indicate to you that you cannot take 4 to 5 weeks before you adjudicate the bids. And that is one of the things that we're saying, that we want the bids to be adjudicated such that by the second week of October, the contractor is on site.
Okay, I accept that. So it's not necessarily a finalized process as things stands. But in terms of, you talked about the minister saying you should visit when you leave, there should be solutions. So people in that area are obviously checking on the solutions that solve the current problems. What kind of solutions for the current problems? Because obviously the construction takes its time. That's going to be a solution, but at a later stage, as I understand it.
What we have agreed upon is that we're going to do regular site visits to make sure that the work is continuing. Because it cannot be that I go there yesterday and then I would go there again maybe next year with the objective that probably people of Kutama Sintumule and the entire Makado area where this pipe, the water is going to be saving 39 villages, I'm told, almost over 15,000 households that will be benefiting out of this scheme. And therefore, I've said that on a weekly basis, I would not say which day of the week, I will be visiting and making sure that work is being done myself together with the executive mayor of Vembe District. We definitely will be doing that. So it cannot be 7 years down the line. We are here and the water is not being served to the people where the people who are really deserving. The other thing that...
Is it expected that this project will solve challenges of water in the Makado area?
Remember, it's Kutama, Sintumule, Valdezia, Ilim, Vuani, Mavambe, who will be served by the Nandoni Dam once we are able to finalize this project.
Okay. So I was asking in terms of Makado, perhaps asking towards the Lotrikat site, will it be assisted by this?
Including the towns.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
So when it eventually runs, that should solve the problems. And I think you were about to tell me of the solutions in the immediate.
Yes. That is why I was saying that the solution in the immediate should be that those 39 villages are able to be served, they are able to get water. But what becomes very critical is that the critical mass of water should be able to come. Because one of the things that we realize is we want water from Nandoni to come to Lutrihat. And then you are told that the treatment plant Nandoni is not sufficient to be able to deliver. And that is why I'm saying 60 megaliters that is at Nandoni is going to be augmented by another 20 megaliters per day of water that will be able to assist and make sure that the people in Witwihat and Makado are able to get water. But remember, you have a problem with the Mavambe, Vuani, up to Valdezia pipes, which actually are still lying at some along the road, which also needs to be dealt with. I have just dealt with the portion from Valdezia up until town, and we will be going into Kutama Sintumula. So these are it's the critical area that we have to look into, but we cannot exclude that there are other areas in the area of Vembe that will need attention.
Okay.
And coming to Limpopo with the minister, we made sure that we have to look into all these other areas. Your Giani area has a problem. Your Sikukune area has got also issues that needs to be dealt with. And I have started in the Venda district to be able to say what are the things that can be able to be dealt with. Because for me, I thought that the issues that I was dealing with yesterday, which I'll be making follow-up, I told everybody.
Yes, yes.
My follow-up will be a weekly follow-up these matters.
Mm.
Because I'm not a technical person, I would say I took them that they are very light issues that you can be able to resolve just with a click of a button.
Okay.
Because there are other matters.
Yeah, we appreciate your time and we're able to cover this. I think during your visits as well, we'll be able to catch up with you. We can get reports as to how things are going.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.